I think we have most of our events covered pretty well. I think we have 14 returning lettermen. So, yeah, we're looking okay.
It was season last year, just to kind of recap a little bit last year, boy, season where injuries hit you hard, but still you put kids out on the track and the field events. You scored a lot of points. You did great at state. Hopefully this year, stay away from the injury bug.
Let's knock on a little wood. We don't have the injuries we did a year ago. You know, I think our injuries cost us quite a bit last year. You know, one, you know, Adam Duggar was coming off of a pretty serious injury from football, and then late season during track, you know, we had a couple injuries that really cost us. You know, we lost Jacob Gomez Wilson. We lost him early in the season, and he tried to come back late Southwest Conference and just wasn't able to. You know, that was really a big blow for us. A shiny spot on that was his brother Lucas had an outstanding season for us. You know, he really came on as a senior. You know, as a junior he had a pretty good year, and then as a senior just had a phenomenal season for us. And really we had a few guys that we thought were going to be able to do that. You know, Weston Walgren being another. He was looking to be just a phenomenal guy for us, and Southwest Conference just didn't go very well for him. You know, he had an injury that really cost him the rest of his season. Otherwise, I think that Weston was going to do some really great things for us towards the later part of the season as well. But, you know, hindsight being 2020, you know, maybe we shouldn't have done some of the things we did, you know, but you got to try. I mean, if you don't, you know, we would have always wondered, and you don't anticipate injury, but, you know, those things just happen.
One thing, your program is always in the thick of things in Class B. When you go down to a state meet, and this year, with the kids coming back this year, you should be right up there as well, shouldn't you?
Well, thank you, but you will see. you know, we just go week to week. You know, we look at each meet as, you know, because it's a little different than any other sports. You know, football and basketball, where you have to, your record means something as far as how what you're going to be seeded and stuff like that as you go on through the season. We're track and field. You know, if you have a bad meet, it really doesn't matter because you step right back on the runway or in the ring or on the track again, and you get another attempt. So it really comes down to district day. So we look at each meet as practice up until districts, and we just try to improve each week and get better. And, you know, that's kind of how we'll come into this year again. Just try to get each week better and better and better. You know, we have some great returning guys. When you look at our long and triple jump in particular, it's going to be a very tough field for us. Even for our guys that are jumping in that field, it's going to be really tough for them. As far as to make our top three is going to be pretty tough, you know, because we return Evan and we return Brett. Both those guys have state experience. Both are medalists from the state meet. So that's going to be that's great for us. Great for our young guys to compete with those guys. So that's going to be one of our tougher spots. You know, our hurdles, I think, are going to be a very tough spot. We haven't been able to say that a whole lot of times, but we have some very good returning guys. You know, however, Davian currently is, you know, still injured from wrestling. You know, I think he'll make a return. We'll just have to see how long that takes for him. I know he's being somewhat patient at getting back. You know, it's hard to keep an athlete down. You know, those guys get hurt and then they sit over there and they stew and they, you know, they just don't want to be out. But, you know, we return Osney, who's a state qualifier in the 110s and the 300s. You know, they also entered our top 10 last year on both the 300s and the 110s, so that's a great thing for him. He's a junior for us this year, so that's a bright spot. You know, I think our mid distances are going to be pretty good, you know, with the 400, 800, you know, we return Patrick as a quarter guy, 200 guy maybe this year. We're trying to step him down a little bit, you know, because that's kind of where he wanted to go. And hopefully, you know, we can cover some of those events that way with him. I know that he will do a great job of that. And Josiah returns. Mm-hmm. You know, last year, really wish we would have known earlier, you know, because he had a little stint in there where we didn't run him a few races or a few meets just because he had an injury that we didn't want to have him, you know, drag on and take care through the rest of the season. So we let him heal up a little bit, and then he ran some very nice splits. You know, at Southwest Conference, you know, he ran like in the 50s, low 50s, and he was our leadoff guy. So, you know, that's a pretty true measure of a quarter, and you really can't enter that for a district time, you know, because it's a relay split. So, you know, had we entered him in the district at that particular event, we would have had to enter you know, no time. So he would have been entered because he had never ran the quarter open. So he would have been in the first heat, you know, and that's really tough to run a great time, especially in the field that we had going on. The runners that we had, it was a very tough field in the quarter. So, you know, this year that's going to be something that we will make sure happens, that he's going to get a shot at running the quarter. He'll run the half most likely, you know, because I know that he really likes to run the half. He's a very tough young man, so, you know, just looking for great things out of those guys. So, you know, and then, you know, you go up a little bit, you know, Grant Capel comes back. He's going to be our miler. He probably step around the half a little bit. So I think the half and the mile go well together. The half kind of builds your speed a little bit for the half. The half builds your speed for the mile a little bit. So, you know, I think he'll do really well for us. So it's going to be exciting to watch those guys. And then our 2 mile, you know, we got to cover with some of our other guys, and we'll see how much they've progressed. And we do add a guy, you know, John Frank this year is going to run, and he's been running quite a little bit. He has some things he's going to do after school, like when he graduates, that he needs to be in shape to do. So that's kind of why he's out for track, and I think that he may help us there a little bit. So, you know, I think we're going to be okay.
How about some of the field events, the throws, the vaults? You've always had some good kids, yep. And I'm sure that's way again this year.
Yeah, Bryson Gullion returns for us as our vaulter. He's our best returning vaulter. As a freshman, he vaulted 12-6 last year, so that's a great return. Our discus and shot, you know, Mitchell Cole is our best returning guy, but we have some other individuals in there that are going to, I think, are going to help out a little bit, so we'll just have to see how that progresses. You just never know. Some of those, you know, the throws, you have to really mature a little bit to be pretty good at that event. You know, I know some of the freshmen get a little frustrated with that, but, you know, they're freshmen, and they got to learn that they need to mature a little bit. There are very few freshmen that will attend the state track meet in the shot and the disc. There are some, but not very many. So, you know, those guys just have to be patient and, you know, keep working at it, and they'll get better.
You've got your great coaching staff once again. A lot of familiar names back for you.
Yep, always. You know, Coach Barry, Coach Matt Barry does our sprints. You know, we have some other guys that are helping out a lot this year. You know, Coach Ramsey, you know, he does our vaults. Coach Young, he's doing our long triple. And, you know, Coach Taylor, he comes down and helps us with our hurdle guys. And you know, Coach Taylor, he comes down free gratis. You know, he's not a paid guy. He comes down to help because he loves track and field. And he was a hurdler for us, you know, back when he was in school. And he just loves those particular events and comes down and helps us out with that. So, you know, we do have some great guys. Kenny Duggar comes down and helps. We have some other people helping us out this year that, you know, that again, they're not paid guys. Kenny's not a paid guy. With some of our formers, you know, Cam Berry's down with his uncle Matt, and then Zach Schlager's wandering around a little bit helping us out with our hurdles and stuff, and then DJ Gross is out helping, you know, Coach Schmock. Coach Schmock does our throws. So, you know, we have quite a few people that are helping us out again this spring, which is really nice to see.
A lot of those guys you mentioned were state meet guys.
Yes, they were. You know, you know, even back in my day, you know, Kenny and I are close to the same age. I think he's a little younger than I am. You know, he was a state meet qualifier and state medalist. So, you know, he's been around also quite a little bit, you know. And so, you know, we have quite a few people wandering around that are helping us out.
You can always say that you're faster than he was, but he could jump probably higher than you.
I'm sure he could jump a lot higher than I could, because I was not much of a jumper. I could run a straight line. But, yeah.
Did you ever try long jumping back in the day?
I did, but I never got very high. Uh-huh. I could go quite a ways, but I'd roll out the back of the pit. So, yeah.
Okay, maybe we better stop right there. Because you're going to catch static after more and more comments.
That's okay.
You get things going less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah.
We go to UNK, and again, we'll take a few. We're not going to take a bunch. We'll just take who we think's ready. Typically, it's some of our older guys. We'll just have to see how it all goes. I'm sure we'll have quite a few individuals going. Typically, it's around 15 to 20 that we take. Just down there, we just take the guys that we think are ready. Mm-hmm. Just really, it's just kind of a kickoff for us. Just kind of get things warmed up for the athletes and for us coaches, you know, just kind of a way to go get things rolling a little bit. It's an indoor. There's, you know, you run the 60, there's no 100 meters. I try to avoid sending people in the 200, although we could take a person or two if we really think we need to. It's just different on that short track, and I try to avoid the 200. I try to avoid the quarter because of the sharp turns. I've seen too many blisters come off of that track because we're turning a very sharp turn, and if you don't know how to turn that, you put a lot of torque on the bottom of your foot, and you create a lot of blisters. So, and I've seen some pretty good ones, and I really don't care to see those again. So, so that's why we try to avoid those two races at that particular venue anyway.
All your rest of your schedule remains the same. Got the Hayner invite here at home once again this year.
Yep, we do. We go to Aurora first, and then we'll come back for the Hayner. I think it starts a little bit earlier maybe this year. Maybe not. I think we've added a couple of teams, or at least one, that's, you know, going to be different for us, which will be kind of nice. So, yeah, so should have a good day.
And that is right before Easter.
That is the day before Easter break for us. I believe it's on a Thursday.
Yep.
I think it's right before Easter. So, yep.
Southwest Conference meet at Minden this year.
Yep, never. I've never been on the Minden track. So,
you know who will be down there.
I'm sure Coach Gill will be there. You know, I'm sure he will be helping out. He told me that he's going to help out a little bit with helping Mr. Rich Bruderson a little bit. You know, he thought he'd help him a little bit this year. So that'll be good. We'll get to see him on occasion. Should be a good season.
And then, of course, district right back at Ogallala again.
Yes, sir. We don't mind going to Ogallala. It's kind of central for us. It is central, and we always have some pretty good marks there. We've had some very nice marks there. That's where Adam broke our school record last year in the long jump, which was really exciting to watch. I got to watch that jump. It was very fun to watch. We also have some nice marks at that particular meet, and that track's pretty nice. So excited to go back.
And that district is second to none when it comes to all those B districts.
You know, there's going to be some very competitive events. When you look at what Sydney has as far as sprinters go, it's going to be very, very tough that way. You look at what Gothenburg has in the distances. They have some good vaulters. I'm sure they'll have some good hurdlers. So Gothenburg, to me, is going to be a very good team this year that we're going to have to battle with, you know, because they have a freshman that won the Class C state cross meet, and he's the real deal. He's really good. So we'll have to see how that all pans out as we go.